Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Today I have a very special guest and somebody who's very close to my heart, Sophie Kasai from MTV Geordie OGs. Sophie and I started working together because I got asked to go on Geordie OGs to coach Sophie on the TV show. And then since then, we've continued to work together and continue to keep in touch. Sophie is definitely somebody who believes in manifestation and law of attraction. And I wanted to get her on the show. She was one of the first, there was two people that I had on my list that I wanted to get on as guests. And Sophie was one of them because she believes in it. What you put out is definitely what you get back. And I know of like a handful of things that you've manifested. So it'd be good to kind of just get your view on manifestation. How long have you been practicing law of attraction?
You know what's really bizarre when I think about it? From such a young age, I was manifesting without knowing it. So when I was like in school or like growing up, I always wanted to be in the limelight. But I used to always say I wanted to be famous. And I wouldn't say I'm famous now. Yes, I'm in the public eye. But when I was a little girl, I used to say I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be famous. And I knew it. So, like, being so young and telling yourself and believing it, because I did, I used to believe I was a star. So I actually was manifesting from such a young age without really knowing it. Most of the Geordie girls, actually, because we've all talked about this, and we all of us always knew that we'd be in the public eye. Like, we always talked about being kids. And I remember being in school and everyone saying to me, like, you're going to be on TV one day. You're going to be on TV. But I didn't have a talent. So I was like, what would that even be on TV for? Like, I mean, you know, I'm an all right singer, but I didn't really have anything like that I could be on TV for. And then I think from getting into my teens, that's when I started like not manifesting as much. But then obviously Geordie Shore came along and it was just something in us was like, you need to just do this. You need to go for it. So I applied for the show. And before you know it, like I was actually on TV. And it, I mean, I could just go on and on about manifestation. I think like growing up, I had a time in my life where I was really negative and I was really depressed. I'd lost my business that I'd set up. I put all my money into it and I was in that really negative mindset. And I was always just putting myself down and I can't get that. And it was that really bad frame of mind that I was in. And it wasn't until I started doing research about like the way your mind works and, you know, you put out there what you attract and your vibe attracts your tribe and all that. And once I started to do that, it was like my whole world changed. And this is only quite recently. This is only in the past like 4 years. So I was never this girl and all these great things never started happening till my mindset changed. And when that did, this is when my life really began. And this is where I am today.
Oh my God, I've got goosebumps. So when you were doing your research, was there any specific books that you read or any kind of specific teachings? Who was the people that you were listening to or reading?
You know what? I started thinking about my dad and like my dad's from like a Persian background. So, you know, they're really like grateful and thankful for a lot. So I started like really taking in what my dad was doing and how every time there's food in front of him, he'll always thank God and he'll always say, thank you. Yeah. And like anything my dad does, he'll always say, thank you 3 times. So I started always saying like, why do you do that, dad? Yeah. And I was like, dad, I've really started realizing, I think it was like lockdown, you really do really practice like manifestation, but in his own sort of way.
Yeah, without even realizing it almost.
And he's done that his whole life and that's why he's so successful. But it was also Vex King. I remember reading that Vex King book as well.
Yeah.
Good Vibes. Oh, what is it? Good Vibes, Good Life, something like that. I remember reading, I did the audio book and it was that as well that changed me way of thinking. And like I said, this has only been the past couple of years. But one of the things I really manifested, and this was probably the biggest one yet, was actually me home. I was the type to put myself down, compared to everyone else. You know, the other girls on Geordie Shore had these big houses and I was still living at dad's. And I was putting myself down. I'll never get that. I'll never get that. I'll never get that. Then the mindset started to change. I started reading into stuff, believing stuff. And I started like really picturing this house. I remember just going to sleep every night. I'm seeing this visual house. And I was drawing it in my head. And it was the square, the perfect square, with the perfect windows, the perfect little door, the drive, everything. And, you know, a year later, there I am. I look at that house and I look at it and I'm like, I visioned this.
And with a visual representation.
Yeah. And there's another one recently. It's my car. And this is a really recent one. I feel like you're to help with it. I know, like, meeting you really helped us with, like, vision boards and your visions. And I remember telling you about this car that I really wanted. And I had it on the front of my phone. It was my display photo to the vision. Like, when I tell you, I have got the carbon copy of that car. And I used to look at the screensaver every day. And my brother was like, you won't get that. You can't do it. Your finances and, you know, really hard to get it. And I was like, I'm going to get it. I know I'm going to get that car. When I was like listening to a lot of recordings and YouTube, is that 5 minutes as you're drifting off sleep, visualize what you want, because something happens with your subconscious mind that it really fixes into it and you believe it. So what I started to do is when I was going to sleep, I was imagining driving that car and everyone looking, going, oh my God, that car's sick. And here I am today, like, with my dream car as well. I know it's, like, so, realistic stuff, but... Yeah,
absolutely, but the physical representations of stuff that you've manifested. And I have not spoke to you for a good few weeks. And I've put the order in for the car as well. And it's exactly the same as what's on my vision board. So it's the black one of yours, but the four doors. I was so excited. I was, like, pinching myself. And the same as you, because do you know what? When I put my order in for my car, that was the first time that I was going to get finance as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman, because in the past I've had company cars. So my mindset wanted to go, oh my God, but what if they don't? And I was conscious of it. So I was starting to pull it back all the time and go, no, visualize them going, yeah, that's fine. Finance has gone through. And it was literally as smooth as that. And I hadn't planned on ordering it until February. But things kind of aligned that I was able to do it literally last month. So, I mean, there's a 9-month waiting list on it, but that's fine. I don't care. It's on its way.
It's mad. But then, like I met you when I seen you the other week, like, obviously, relationships is a big part of my life that I really, really want. And I do struggle with relationships. Like, it just doesn't work out. But I've tried to manifest what I want. And I did that recently. I actually manifested this person that I wanted to the everything. And I did it. And I manifested it. And I believed that this is the person that I wanted. And obviously the universe doing what it did, it gifted us and granted us what I wish for. But then what I realised is, even though I've manifested something I thought I wanted, maybe I didn't. So manifestation is different ways. You know, you like the saying is, be careful what you wish for.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes, absolutely.
Because of course I manifested like this dream person that I thought I wanted. But then when I got it, I was like, maybe this isn't what I want. So I think it works in different ways. Obviously, materialistic wise, it's great. Like, you can get whatever you want. But I've had to go back the drawing board, do me affirmations and me manifestation and all that. So fingers crossed, the dream man's on his way.
Oh my God, I can't wait to discuss that in session with you, because I was actually thinking about you with that manifestation and where you might be at, because I think when we are manifesting a relationship, it can be the biggest thing that throws us emotionally, vibrationally off the path that we should be on. But the fact that you've been able to go, actually, it gave us exactly what I wanted. It's just maybe not what I wanted. And that's why I talk about in the month to manifest course that I'm going to launch, be careful, exactly what you say, be careful what you wish for, what you shouldn't manifest and what you should manifest, because you can get so specific that the universe delivers exactly that. And then you realize that wasn't meant for me. That wasn't actually, it doesn't align with where I'm at now and what I actually want in the future. So then you're absolutely right. You go back to the drawing board. So tell me, so you have a way of manifesting where you said you do it on an evening and you've got a vision board now, yeah?
I haven't got it on paper yet, but it's there.
Yeah.
It's there. In the brain.
Well, that's good, because then, you know, you're kind of evidence that sometimes you don't necessarily need the physical vision board if you can do the work in your head. How else do you do it? Because I know you have a little book that you use. Will you tell us a bit more about that?
I think, like, for me, it was mostly lockdown. Lockdown was obviously hard for a lot of people. And for me to get through that, I had to write things down. I needed to visually see it. I know, like, you've got vision boards and stuff, but I need to visually see my plan of the day. And not mm-hmm. only that, I was planning my life. And, you know, it was like what I wanted to come when the world was going to open again. So I was writing this every single day. And I love helping people. Like, I really love changing people's mindset. Because I know, like, mm-hmm. our parents, you know, they've been brought up to really have this negative mindset. And life's different now. So I love helping people and I love speaking to my followers on Instagram and social media about how you can really change who you are and your mindset and everything. Mm-hmm. That's when I thought, you know what, I need to do something out of all this pretentious I live in, you know, with the Instagram, the filters and everything. I need to help people and I want people to do well and be successful. So that's when I came up with these boss bitch planners. And of course, like a boss bitch, you know, we are boss bitches. Whether you're a girl or boy, everyone's got boss bitch and we can all be boss bitches. So I designed this and it's got everything in there from like meditating to your 5-year plan. Everything I think you need to just keep your life in check. And I think doing things visually and writing things down and going back and having a look and seeing how far you've came is the honestly, it's amazing for you and it really does change your life. And I swear by it.
And it keeps you on track as well, doesn't it? So it kind of makes you go back and go, well, hang on a minute. These were the things that I set out, because all of us, I think, at the start of a year, make New Year's resolutions, but whether or not you stick to them, because they may not be written down on paper, there may not be something that you come back to weekly or monthly to kind of keep on track with. And I think what you do, because you write it down, there's also an element of taking aligned action to the goals that you're putting out there as well. Like, that's a huge part of manifestation. You know, some things you can't just manifest. Like, if you wanted a book deal, you can't just expect to not write the book and it happen. So you've got to take aligned action. And I think, you know, the Boss Bitch Planner really helps with that, because there's pages in there where you can start to look at what you've done and where you're at and what your goals were, which is fantastic. So just to finish on, as you probably know, if you follow Sophie, she is always on the go, always all over the place. She's currently sat in a hotel in Manchester and needs to get her train back home to see a gorgeous little dog. So last question then, what was the one thing that made you go, wow, actually manifestation works?
I think it's probably the life that I've got now. Everything that I've done in my life, like, obviously I've did it, I've took action, I believed in myself, like, I visioned it, and I think, like, all the things I've done probably throughout the years have landed me where I am today. Like, yes, I believe in luck, of course, but you have to put the graft in. There's some people who, you know, have done similar shows to me or even done my show that haven't really believed in themselves, haven't really, you know, wanted it and gone for it, and that's why they're probably not doing what I'm doing. So I mm-hmm. really believe in myself and I always tell myself, you can do this, Sophie, believe it, and mm-hmm. it can happen. And yeah, I'm living like my dream. Like, I adore mm-hmm. my life. I, you mm-hmm. know, I've been so blessed and I'm so grateful for everything that's came my way. And that's because, like I said, I manifest it, I believe in it, and I know it'll happen, and it can.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just a normal girl, like anyone listening to this, like, I'm a normal girl. Like, I'm from a normal little town. I had normal jobs, like, growing up and stuff, from a normal family. I wasn't blessed with loads of money and stuff like that. So for me, you can get exactly what you want in life. You've really got to believe in yourself and you've got to visualize it and be really grateful for what you've got. And good things do happen. Like, look at me. Do you know what I mean? I'm living the life I could only could imagine.
Always expect that that something magical is going to happen. I think it was one thing that really helped me when I was like thinking, oh my God, does it work? Does it not? Like, if you believe something magical is going to happen, it does. And I've got so many examples of that, and I'm sure you have. So what's next for Sophie? Do we know when we're going to see you back on the TV? Do we know, like, I'll obviously put a link for your Boss Bitch Planner in the show notes, but what's next for you?
The next up, I'm actually back on TV in January. Which I think it's coach trip. I can announce it now probably.
Okay.
So I'm back on TV in January. I'm actually manifesting something at the moment. I'm not going to say yet because it's a work in progress, but it's going to happen. And when
gonna
it does,
happen.
Oh my God.
I'll get you back on.
Yeah, get us back on. But I'll talk to you in the private sessions about it. But
yeah.
Something I've wanted to do from being so young. It's nothing to do with the TV world. It's something I'm going to do forever now. So fingers crossed that's to come. Also, I think like there's talks about maybe a reunion happen with Jordan Shaw. So fingers crossed for that. Just loads of great things happening. I just wing it, basically. I just wing life. And whatever comes to us. And yeah, enjoy
amazing.
It. Enjoy the ride.
Thank you, Sophie. Thanks for coming on. And we'll definitely have you back on.
We will. Oh, honestly, I'm so proud of you, dude. Well done as well.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Dawn. If this episode has helped you, then please do share with us. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app to allow this podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. If you want to know how you can work with me directly, then visit the show notes where you can find a link for my website, or alternatively, go to judontcoaching.co.uk.